Ukraine knows this moment is pregnant, that the steps they take now will survive the moment, are seeds that will be planted, from which will grow either reforged chains or our future freedom. It's a solemn moment, which all of us struggling with the same issues are trying to take in with you, people of Ukraine. In common, we trust you are not alone. That being so, what are the right steps that we can all meld together, a synchrony well placed to crack the concrete? I think it starts by being articulated, these steps, by saying out loud that we finally see that the way of the state has failed us completely and that another way is coming to be. A way with land held in common, held in trust for perpetuity. Say that all our planning will tend toward it, toward a physical manifestation of freedom, toward working to realize a test site while living light for the general strike. Unless, because how else are we going to support each other globally? Truly, we've been talking these past few weeks about being strategic. All we have is our human energy and our heart and our love and the internet and the ability to interlink. This is the only way. We cannot just save the planet, but for those who actually care about these human bodies we walk around in, save us as well. I listened to a man talk about how, and I am definitely in love with my animal and plant brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong, but he was talking about the horses who pull the tourist carriages. I think it was New York, and saying they have to work this 9-hour work day. And it's real hard, and it is. And no animal should be in harness. No animal should be in harness, agreed. But when are we going to start caring about these human beings who are in harness? When are we going to start caring about that? With equal fervor, all of my brothers and sisters in the animal rights movement, we are animals too. And when you start putting us first, we can then breathe a sigh of relief and know that we indeed matter, that people care about us. People don't look at us as just beasts of burden, of less worth than other beasts of burden. Come on. Unless we make real by validating for each other what we truly want, no one wants to be in harness. What our bodies want, we can't get it. This is about standing with our bodies instead of with the state. But we can only begin together when a few in every place globally fold our words and acts together behind a common banner. That means we hold the land in common. We hold the land in solemn trust, i.e. holists. You've claimed Independence Square. Why not keep it? Make it the center of a Ukraine that's free. Create a model that all can see of how human beings can at last get free. Share what you've learned about the role of the state, no matter its legitimating ideology. Share what you've learned about growing your gifts and the need for human beings to own and grow their own leadership. And I mean our own leadership capacities. Each human being is supposed to be a leader. Of course, we don't start out that way. We need each other to get big. But that's what we're here for, not to implement the commands of others. Share what you've learned about power being global, how it uses food and energy access to maintain its control. And when I say food access control, I mean as well their obsession with controlling the very weather conditions we need to grow with. Share how wage work is the means to make us all have a leader, back to Plato, and to train us in obedience and docility. And that we can't do this alone. We need each other. People of Ukraine, it's one step at a time. Time for planning, time for knowing the prize, and time for fixing our eyes on that vision. And definitely time for synchronization.